Hey, did anybody else ever think they'd still be having sleepovers as an adult? With more than one person? Yeah, no, you're right. We really did relive the whole experience pretty much exactly how it used to be.
Damn, I didn't even realize we got fast food, hit the movie theater, had ice cream, then snacks and another movie when we got home. Yeah, we did.
Is that not what your sleepovers were like when you were a kid?
That's a good point. Don't think many boys had a sleepover with one girl, much less two girls.
Yeah, probably not, but I think every teenage boy had a dream of a sleepover with a couple of goth girls. Can't imagine why, though. Yeah, well, his friend group isn't exactly full of goth girls or, like, any old people at all.
Right. I don't think the girls your sister had sleepovers with looked like us. And they don't count just because they sometimes let you tag along.
I guess it just depends on what they did.
I think if they'd gotten up to anything interesting, we'd have heard about it before now. I hope so, at least.
Well, yeah, it definitely would have made for a pretty good introduction.
True. Like I said, if it were true, then yeah, definitely something to put on the resume.
I don't know. I think the fantasy of teenage boys remains just that. A fantasy. At least usually. Oh, come on. Don't be so sad about it. I mean, you're making up for that right now, right?
You'll just need to pick out who you like more.
Well, I think he should pick me. Oh, whatever. Okay, sure. You're right. I'm sorry, though. Let's be honest. I'm sure it's at least crossed your mind once. Okay, sure. I believe you. Plus, I mean, why should anyone have to choose, right?
Yeah. You know, and is a much more fun word than or.
Exactly. Fries and onion rings, much better than fries or onion rings. It's the best of both worlds. You really couldn't pick. Oh, you're too nice, you know that, right?
I mean, could you pick?
I think I kind of already did. Well, I mean, we're best friends, and we do everything together.
Well, not quite everything. But yeah, most things.
And maybe some new things, too.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it before.
What I think she means is, yeah, we've talked about what other things we could share. Well, we've known each other for years, and we've learned a lot about each other because of that.
Yeah, likes, dislikes, pet peeves, the little things that make us happy and the little things that make us sad.
And the things that, the things that we particularly enjoy. Yeah, we enjoy all sorts of things. Variety is the spice of life, after all.
Though I literally can't handle spice. We differ in that way.
Yeah, pepper basically makes her sweat.
I really want to say that's not true, but yeah, it is. I accidentally ate wasabi a while ago and thought it would actually kill me.
Have you ever looked at someone and, like, actually expected steam to come out of their ears? It was kind of like that.
I swear I could still feel it a few days later.
We're getting off topic, though.
You brought up spice.
No, I brought up a metaphor. You brought up the spice. The spice thing was all you.
Oh, yeah. Huh, that was me then. My bad.
Do you want to keep going, or?
No, you're much better at it than me.
Okay, well, as we were saying, we got used to sharing what we liked and liking what was shared. Relax, nothing bad is going to happen. In fact, When has anything bad ever happened between us?
Nope. At least, we hope it's nothing you'd think was bad.
He won't, right? I mean, like I said, we've never steered you wrong, and plus it doesn't take a mind reader to see that he'd enjoy it. Well, I'm getting to that. Don't interrupt.
Seems he might be more eager than we'd hoped.
As I was saying, we share everything, and when you're as close as us, it's kind of hard not to. I'm getting to that. Well, you're really impatient today. It's not like you at all.
I mean, can you blame him?
Well, if he's going to keep interrupting, then maybe it'll have to wait. Patience is a virtue, and he should be good and be patient. Good. See, it's not so hard to do as you're told, especially when the benefits are so tempting.
Oh, you could see him wanting to say something, but he held back. Good job.
We share everything, and we've both been talking, and well, the subject of you came up. And while we didn't organize this sleepover specifically for this purpose, we kind of realized it was an opportunity that was too hard to pass up.
She's not always the most patient either.
Oh, come on. I'm not impatient. I just know what I want. And we'll work to make it happen. There is absolutely something we would like to make happen. And I very intentionally use the word we. You can talk now. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. I mean, is that so surprising? We haven't exactly been shy about our interest in you over the last few weeks, have we?
I kind of thought you were ignoring us or playing dumb.
No, no, he'd never do that. He's a good boy and he wouldn't act like that, right? See? Told you. No. Is that something you'd like? Perfect. That's just what we want to hear.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.